Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over the phone, also over the radio, and later in the recording, Shabbat blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, February 9, 2019. This is lesson 271, chapter 58, entitled Lazarus Comfort. This is our part 6. Our opening hymn to our theme is entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And if any of the dear family would like to join in the hymn, you can unmute your mic. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. This life for a look at the Savior, a life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. He is brought through death into life everlasting. He passed and we follow him there. Or a sin no more had dominion, far more than comforting. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, even our guests, would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic.
Hello, guys. Thank you. Thank you. I hope everybody has a good Sabbath day today. Amen.
Amen. Our opening hymn for our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 25 from the King James Version, and it reads, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with our part 6 of our lesson entitled Lazarus Comfort in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
Listen, my mind. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. John 11:37. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died.
John 11:38. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. John 11:39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue the reading, Mark 5:23. And bestow him greatly, saying, My little daughter, lie at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Amen. And Mark 5:39. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado? And wrap the damsel, and weep. And the damsel is not dead, but sleepeth.
Amen, dear ones. Today we will cover pages 533 through 535. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. Bienvenido and feliz sábados. We are in Desired Ages. Page 533. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, unmute your mic, dear one.
Desire of Ages, page 533, continuing. But it was not only because of his human sympathy with Mary and Martha that Jesus wept, and his tears was a sorrow as high above human sorrow as the heavens are higher than the earth. Christ did not weep the last, for he was about to call them from the grave. He wept because many of those now mourning for Lazarus would soon plan the death of him who was the resurrection of the life. But how unable were the unbelieving Jews rightly to interpret his tears.
We are in Desire of Ages, page 533. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, unmute your mic.
Continuing. Some who see nothing more than some who could see nothing more than the outward contents of the scene before him as a cause for his grief, and softly behold, now he loved him. Others seeking to drop the seed of unbelief into the hearts of those present, and see could not man which opened the eyes of blind have caused that even this man should not have died if it were in Christ's power to save Lazarus. Why then did he suffer him to die?
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Was human sympathy with Mary and Martha the only reason that our Savior wept? And why didn't he wept for Lazarus? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mind.
The answer is no. In his tears, there was a sorrow as high above human sorrow as the heavens are higher than the earth as was. He wept because many of those now mourning for Lazarus would soon plan the death of him who was the resurrection and the life. He was about to call him from the grave.
Desire of Ages, page 534. With prophetic eye, Christ saw the enmity of the Pharisees and Sadducees. He knew that they were premeditating his death. He knew that some of those now apparently so sympathetic would soon close against themselves the door of hope and the gates of the city of God. A scene was about to take place, and his humiliation and crucifixion, next slide please, continuing, that would result in the destruction of Jerusalem, and at that time none would make lamentation for the dead. The retribution that was coming upon Jerusalem was plainly portrayed before him. He saw Jerusalem compassed by the Roman legions. He knew that many now weeping for Lazarus would die in the siege of the city, and in their death there would be no hope.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What things did Christ see with prophetic eyes about the Pharisees and Sadducees? And what scene were about to take place? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, unmute your mic.
The answer is he knew that they were premeditating his death, and that some of those now apparently so sympathetic would soon close against themselves for the door of hope and the gates of the city of God. And his humiliation and crucifixion would result in the destruction of Jerusalem, and at that time none would make lamentation for the dead.
Amen. We are in Desire of Ages, page 534. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, you can unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing. Desire of Ages, page 534. It was not only because of the scene before him that Christ wept. The weight of the grief of ages was upon him. He saw the terrible effects of the transgression of God's law. He saw that in the history of the world, beginning with the death of Abel, the conflict between good and evil had been unceasing. Looking down the years to come, he saw the suffering and sorrow, tears and death that were to be the lot of men. His heart was pierced with the pain of the human family, of all the ages and in all lands. The woe of the sinful race was heavy upon his soul, and the fountain of his tears was broken up as he longed to relieve all their distress. Desire of Ages, page 534, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. What other scene made Christ also wept? And what did he see from the beginning, even looking down the years to come? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The way of the grief of ages was upon him. He saw the terrible effects of the transgression of God's law, and he saw that in the history of the world, beginning with the death of Abel, the conflict between good and evil had been unceasing. The suffering and sorrow, tears and death that were to be the lot of men.
Amen. Good job. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 from the King James Version.
Walking on the
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section Promises. Let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 534. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, please unmute your mic.
Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. Lazarus had been laid in the cave in a rock, and a massive stone had been placed before the entrance. Take away ye the stone, Christ said, thinking that he only wished to look upon the dead. Martha objected, saying that the body had been buried 4 days, and corruption had already begun its work. Continuing, this statement made before the raising of Lazarus left no room for Christ's enemies to say that a deception had been practiced. In the past, the Pharisees had circulated the false statements regarding the most wonderful manifestations of the power of God. When Jesus raised to life the daughter of Zacharias, he had said, "The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." Mark chapter 5, verse 39.
Desire of Ages, page 534. As she had been sick only a short time and was raised immediately after death, the Pharisees declared that the child had not been dead, that Christ himself had said she was only asleep. They had tried to make it appear that Christ could not cure disease, that there was foul play about his miracles. But in this case, none could deny that Lazarus was dead. Desire of Ages, page 534, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests. What did Jesus say, and why was he therefore again groaning in himself as he cometh to the grave? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, unmute your mic.
Taking away the stone, and Lazarus had been laid in a cave in a rock, and there was a stone had been placed for an entrance.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, which other person besides Lazarus in this paragraph was raised from the dead, and how were they different from each other? If you know the answer, dear ones, mute your mic.
Christ raised to life the daughter of Zacharias. And as she had been sick only a short time and was raised immediately after death, but in this case, none could deny that Lazarus was dead. The body had been buried 4 days, and corruption had already begun its work.
We are in Desire of Ages, page 535. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing, when the Lord is about to do a work, Satan moves upon someone to object. Take ye away the stone, Christ said. As far as possible, prepare the way for my work. But Martha's positive and ambitious nature asserted itself. She was unwilling that the decomposing body should be brought to view. The heart is slow to understand Christ's words, and Martha's faith had not grasped the true meaning of his promise. Desire of Ages, page 535, paragraph 1.
Question, everyone. When the Lord is about to do a work, how does Satan try to hinder it? And how does he move Martha, led by her emotion, to object the Lord's work? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, unmute your mic.
He, Satan, moves upon someone to object. And by Martha's positive and ambitious nature asserted itself, unwilling that the decomposing body should be brought to view as well as her slow understanding of Christ's words, her faith had not grasped the true meaning of his promise.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63 from the King James Version.
That I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen. The scriptures song was taken from Scripture Singers in the section Character Building. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section that we ask all those little precious little ones to come very close, because it's story time, and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
All right. Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time for February the 9th of 2019. I don't know how you feel about it, but for me, this year is hurrying past. And the title of our story today is The Better Inheritance. And we'll learn what that word means as we go through. An inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:4. That means there is a wonderful gift awaiting you in heaven. Now, what is an inheritance? When someone dies, they may give their things or their money to someone they love. That's called an inheritance. And when Jesus died, he gave or offered eternal life. That is our inheritance, if we choose it. Our petitions or prayers to God should not proceed from hearts that are filled with selfish aspirations or desires or hopes. God exhorts or asks us to choose those gifts that will redound to his glory or contribute to his glory. That word redound must have come from the last century, because they don't hardly use that anymore. He would have us choose the heavenly instead of the earthly. He throws open before us the possibilities and advantages of a heavenly commerce or business. He gives encouragement to our loftiest aims. What are lofty aims? That means our greatest desires or our greatest goals. Security or safety is our choicest treasure. When the worldly possession is swept away, the believer will rejoice in his heavenly treasure, the riches that cannot be lost in any earthly disaster. When the flood or storm comes and destroys all your things, you can say with the Apostle Paul, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You're still alive. What a blessing. A lot of people die when the storms come by. How sad it is that men turn from the immortal inheritance, immortal means it lasts forever, and live for the gratification of pride. That means just living for themselves, for selfishness and display, and through submission means you go along with, the rule of Satan. lose the blessing which they might have. They might enter into the palaces of heaven and associate on terms of freedom and equality with Christ and heavenly angels, with the princes of God. And yet, incredible or unbelievable as it may seem, they turn from heavenly attractions. Those are the wonderful things that God has prepared for those that love him. Satan is contending or arguing with Jesus for the souls of men. Satan says, they have sinned. They belong to me. Jesus said, I died for them. And if they repent and accept my gift of eternal life, they belong to me. He, Satan, would not have them catch a glimpse. What's a glimpse? It's a quick look at something. Satan would not have them catch a glimpse of the future honor, the eternal glories laid up for those who shall be inhabitants of heaven, not people who live there, or have a taste of the experience that gives a foretaste of the happiness of heaven. Satan doesn't even want us to think about the happiness of heaven. He wants us to think about all the bad and sad things in this world and be discouraged. And if you watch the news, you'll hear lots of those. Those who accept Christ as their Savior have the promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. The lowliest disciple of Christ may become an inhabitant of heaven, an heir of God, to an inheritance incorruptible that fadeth not away. Oh, that everyone might make choice of the heavenly gift, become an heir of God to that inheritance whose title is secure from any destroyer, world without end. Oh, choose not the world. Sons and Daughters of God, page 188. An inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:4. That means there is something wonderful awaiting you in heaven. Be there. Oh, then there's that little song. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walk in Jerusalem just like John. Won't that be wonderful? Yeah. I'll turn it back to Rose. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick, for sharing. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. So next week, by God's grace, we'll be reviewing part one of our lesson, Lazarus Comfort, part six. So please, dear one, if you have any questions, any poems, any songs that you would like to share, you can be able to send the question before Thursday, latest on Friday of this upcoming Sabbath. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic. If we can bow our heads and our hearts as we come boldly before the throne of grace. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come boldly before the throne of grace, Lord, we ask that you may be able to become our guest and to open our hearts and our mind and give us strength, dear Lord, to be able to receive the manna from heaven. Prepare us for the rest of the meetings. Father Jesus, thank you for allowing us to be here, seeing another day and able to worship you, Father Jesus. We pray that you may be able to also be with all our dear brothers and sisters that are not here today and could not be here. May you be with them as well. May you bless them, Father Jesus, and may you bring them back according to your will. I pray that you may help us to take our talents for your glory and to bring many souls before probation closes. Father, may you continue being with us during this day and also prepare us to receive your holy word. May you be with the speaker, be with Elder Ralph, Father Jesus, and may you allow the call from the altar in heaven to be placed in his mouth, Father, and also sanctify our spirit to be able to receive it and allow the Holy Spirit to bring understanding. We thank you and we love you. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our review, part 2 of chapter 58, entitled Lazarus Comfort, part 6, and that will take place February 16, 2019. Hope and pray everyone will bless, and may you enjoy the activity that was prepared for each of the family members to continue the dialogue on our chapter and our part 6. God bless everyone.